Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at KXNT.com. Here's Alan Stock.
Many people, especially Democrats and so-called mainstream media, constantly harangue President Trump on just about anything he says or does. The Daily Coronavirus Task Force press conference on Monday pointed that fact out as much or more than any other example. At that press conference, the president came out swinging with dates and facts that trace the origins of awareness of the coronavirus crisis and the president's response as he became aware of the seriousness of the epidemic. When the president waded into the controversy that when somebody is the president of the United States, the authority is total, and that's the way it's got to be, reporters erupted with incredulity, challenging the president's assertion. The president did add, quote, "The authority of president of the United States when it comes to the subject we're talking about is total," end of quote. It's being reported that it wasn't until December 31st that China first reported the coronavirus issue to the World Health Organization. China maintained the virus was something that was transmitted from animal to human, not human to human. Well, that was a lie and delayed the time that could have been used to investigate combating the virus from a more realistic point of view. China's initial lies significantly contributed to the growth of this epidemic and the greater number of people who have died who otherwise may not have died. On January 11th, the CDC issued a level 1 travel health notice for Wuhan, China, and on January 17th, the CDC began implementing public health entry screening at three airports that received the most travelers from Wuhan, China. Those airports were San Francisco, New York's JFK, and Los Angeles. On January 20th, Dr. Anthony Fauci announced the National Institute of Health was working on the development of a vaccine for the coronavirus. And on January 27th, President Trump tweeted that he made an offer to President Xi Jinping of China to send experts to China to investigate the coronavirus outbreak. The offer was turned down. On January 31st, the Trump administration declared the coronavirus a public health emergency, announced Chinese travel restrictions, and suspended entry into the United States to foreign nationals who pose a risk of transmitting the coronavirus. All flights from China were funneled to just seven domestic U.S. airports. Joe Biden and other Democrats in the so-called mainstream media attacked the president as xenophobic and racist. The Biden campaign said Biden's, quote, reference to xenophobia was about Trump's long record of scapegoating others at a time when the virus was emerging from China, end of quote, and that he was not talking about the travel ban. Right. However, on April 3rd, Biden's campaign said Biden supported the president's decision to impose travel restrictions from China. Then on April 5th, Biden stated that while he agreed with the travel restrictions on China, he didn't think the president acted with enough urgency. Now, that leads us to the task force press conference yesterday. The president came out of the box with a fury, reciting a litany of timeline dates and a hastily put together video on what has been said by the media and what the Trump administration has, in fact, done to address the crisis. Now, for this, the president was attacked by reporters for presenting a campaign video and was asked if he had acted earlier, could fewer people have succumbed to the disease. Reporters, as always, were skeptical of what the president had reported. However, the president was able to get the proper timeline on the record and conveyed to the American public. The president is battling the coronavirus as well as much of the American media. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.